This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Good morning.
Vinny. How are you?
Good. Tired. But good.
Yeah.
My lady fired off an alarm in the middle of the night. I don't even know what the...
An alarm?
On her device. I don't know what. It sprung me up, like, you know, when your alarm goes off and you're all... Because normally I'm up before my alarm. I don't even hear it. I turn it off, like, I'm already downstairs.
You're still considerate.
Coffee's made.
Nice.
It's really not that.
It's great, though.
I get up, I look at the clock, and I go, am I going to lay here for 15 minutes, or am I going to get up?
Oh, my God, I'm totally going to lay here for 15 minutes.
Depends on what day for me.
I swear, I'm telling you, I literally never would get out of bed before my alarm goes off.
Wow.
It would never happen.
What? Do you... Okay, let me ask you a question.
In the 23 years
that
I've been doing
so
mornings...
That is so interesting.
You've completely sidetracked me.
All right, go ahead.
What exactly do you think you get in that 15 minutes?
15 minutes more laying down. Just, I'm perfectly cozy... I'm actually on edge because I know my alarm's going to go off
any
second.
Right, you're not getting any rest.
Exactly, you're on edge. I'm with you, Vinny. Because you're waiting. I don't want to hear that
I
thing.
I drift back into my dream.
Right, and then you're all, has 2 minutes passed or 10 minutes?
I know, that sucks.
Yeah.
Open one eye, look at the clock. Oh, still 7 minutes. Yep. 7 minutes to go.
Seven more minutes.
It's great.
I don't understand it. So that's not something normal. Anyway, so an alarm went off.
So was it set, was it supposed to be PM and it was AM instead?
Honestly, the sound goes off.
What time?
It was sometime after midnight. The sound goes off, fully springs me up, and she's all, sorry, I'm so sorry.
Was she just getting into bed?
I don't know what she was doing, dude. I was like...
Too late.
I just got up and went pee, because I was like, I don't know what to say to her right now. Are we supposed
you
to...
You say, that's okay.
Oh. No, you don't. You look at her and you say,
yeah,
I'm
you
so disappointed
it was
in you.
Don't know that. Accident.
It was an accident.
Do it on purpose.
God, and she's probably groveling at your feet thinking you're going to beat her or something.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
We know who you are.
Yeah. That was extreme. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what? You've kind of just woken up the monster.
Right. He's the real monster.
Anyway, so.
Oh, poor thing.
I know. She must have felt terrible.
She felt so bad.
Her?
Yeah, her. I'm sure she felt terrible.
Her.
And we've all made you mad at one point or another, and we know how it is.
God, forgive us.
So what'd you do?
Of all the things, you defend that crap?
So what'd you
do? She was so
sorry.
It
was an accident. She said she was so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I know, me too.
Like, you feel bad.
All right.
I went pee and got back in bed, but I still don't know what the hell. Like, what the hell? I don't even know what that was.
Well,
it was an accident.
Maybe she's mad at you. Maybe it's passive aggressiveness. Do you think it's passive aggressiveness?
Oh, you think so?
You better talk to Ray about this.
Yep, that's got to come up. When's your session?
You might
tomorrow?
Need to do, or just do a Skype. I don't know. It sounds very important. I don't think we can wait for the next session.
I don't like you guys. I really don't like talking.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
For once, who was on your side? But we're girls. We got to hang with the girl.
Yeah. Because who hasn't done that bonehead move where you're just like, oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, we got it. Hey, Brittany, let me ask you something. At that moment,
did you say Vinny?
I think
I said
Brittany.
I said Vinny.
It did sound like that, huh?
All right. Hey, Vinny.
Come on, let's make fun of you, too.
I think I'm going to crack the paper.
Vinny, when you got back in bed, did you turn your back to her and face the other way? Be honest.
Did you lay there seething?
And because, I'll tell you what, the other thing that was so weird in that moment, I don't know if someone said Alexa or not, but you know that ring light that goes off? Oh, maybe that's what made the alarm.
What happened?
Oh, you're putting things together.
The room was lit up in that blue color that Alexa... Oh, sorry, everyone.
Oh, you're setting her off. What is it, Echo? Is it called an Echo?
Yeah. I think so. Okay. I don't know, but that was also lit up the room.
You have that in your room?
She has it on her bedside.
Oh, is it her alarm?
I don't know.
That's a weird place.
I don't have one, but I figured everyone kept it in their kitchen. And whenever you talked about it, I thought it was in your kitchen.
We have one in the kitchen, but there's also one by the bedside.
You have like one of those little sort of satellite ones, right?
I think so. I don't know.
You have a tall one and then you have a disc one?
Yes.
So the disc one's in your room? Because that's like a slave to the other one, I think.
Yeah.
It's like secondary.
So you think the device may have set off her phone?
I just know it was... Bright, but yes, I did turn my back to her as I got back in bed, just like, oh man, I'm never getting back to sleep.
Was the kid in bed?
With us?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good.
Did you have earplugs on when the alarm went off?
I didn't. I've tried to stop wearing them.
Why?
Because it's super annoying to have those in your head.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, but it's quiet.
I know, but it's really uncomfortable. And those little lime green things. Mm-hmm. They're just everywhere.
Mm. All right, I want to say something about earplugs. I feel like you got to get a variety, try them all out, and you're going to find the one that suits you. Go to Walgreens, buy like 8 different packs like I did, and then you'll find the brand.
Are you telling me you wear earplugs every night?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
From the neighbor?
My neighbor bangs the crap out of some random chick every night.
Every night.
Every night.
And it's,
he's living the life, you know. There
you never know what.
Is he good looking?
He just looks like a frat boy that you'd see like in Revenge of the Nerds. You know, like
why
aren't
you living that life? I don't understand.
Why don't you keep the neighbors up for once?
Yeah,
she'd almost just revenge F somebody.
Revenge F.
I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't bother the guy upstairs.
He's living the life of the Lord.
I try to walk the straight and narrow path.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Path of the Lord. Got it.
Amen. But anyway, Vinny, you got to do the earplug testing
fit
thing.
They fine, and they block the noise, but they really are. I mean, they're in your head. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I feel so paranoid when I have earplugs in too. I just feel like, oh, something's going on. I'm not going to catch it.
Well, you should reconsider it now that you got woke up last night.
Well, I didn't realize we were going to go long on this. I actually am just a little tired.
Aww.
Happens.
Poor baby.
I'm tired, too.
We're all tired.
I'm really tired. It's
the
longest week ever.
Do you think?
I do.
I woke up today, and I was like, what is it, Tuesday? And I'm like, oh, man, it's already Wednesday.
Oh, it's only Wednesday?
Mm. Yeah, I had the same thought as you, Zat.
It's all good, though.
I went over to Sloat yesterday, and...
The street Sloat?
Sorry, Sloat Nursery.
Okay.
What's that?
They're nurseries. They're everywhere. The Sloat Nursery.
I've never heard of Sloat Nursery.
Oh, really?
For children or what kind of
nursery? No, it's like a plant place. You get plants there.
Ooh, we're punchy.
Yeah. I'm in there like every day.
We're just going to mess with each other
I know.
All morning.
Listen, no one's safe. As soon as it started piling on Vinny, I was like, oh, Jesus, who's next? Please don't let it be me. Let it be Hooman.
I'm already tapped out. Trust
Stop
me.
It. Come on. It's going to be a good day.
She said she was sorry, you know.
Yes.
But I went over. Right? Just don't look at me like that. I'm telling you, she said she was sorry, Vinny. Like, she didn't mean to.
Was there any chance she could have banged
Forgiveness.
At that moment?
Do you remember when your whole family used to be like, don't wake the monster? They called you the monster.
Yeah, I do. Because they weren't that sorry about it, you know? They were like little kids and I'd be super mad.
They didn't get that monster term because you were so super nice.
Dude,
when
it's
you were
a family joke. Don't be silly. What do you think? I went and beat my kids because they were quiet.
You beat your kids?
Absolutely not. But I was very disappointed in them when they would wake me up. So anyway, I go into Slowest, and I'm telling you, I'm in this place, this plant nursery. I'm in there all the time. There's always something I got to get or, you know, plant steaks or whatever. And so yesterday I'm over there, and the lady, she's so sweet, and I see her all the time, and she's never, you know, acknowledged that she knows that I
Who
do
you
a radio
are, yeah.
show, and I'm telling you, I am caked. I'm just caked in dirt. Like, I'm in there, and I walked over with my wheelbarrow, because I live right there, so I just walked down the sidewalk in my town with my wheelbarrow, because I'm not driving my car over there and getting dirt in my car. And so I got a couple plants, and I load them in the wheelbarrow.
You wearing a straw hat with that?
No, no straw hat. I should get a straw hat.
Should.
That would complete the look. I've actually been in the Sloat. It's just, the, I don't know, last week sometime. I'm in the Sloat, and I'm getting some stuff, and I've got my total work clothes on. And this lady comes up to me. She goes, hey, do you know where the blah, 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 blah? I'm like, oh, I don't work here.
That's the best.
I don't know. I was like, and she goes, oh. And I'm like, no, I get it. I totally look like I work here, but I don't have my little Sloat. I should get a Sloat shirt. They all have the little shirts. But anyway, she's as we're checking out, she goes, make sure you say hi to us tomorrow. And I was like, oh,
nice.
Snapped back into my...
What's her name?
My reality. I don't know her name, actually.
Oh. I have to write this down. Maybe we'll send an air check their way.
Yeah.
Sloat. To Sloat.
Yeah. And anyway, so...
You can be doing endorsements for Sloat next week, Vinny.
Dude, I will do endorsements for Sloat. I'm always over there.
I never even heard of it. It's so weird.
Maybe it's not as widespread as I thought. There's five or six of them up in Marin. But that's where I shop for plants, so I don't, you know.
Do they have a good selection?
They have a decent selection.
Oh, it's not that good.
It's good.
She said decent.
They're you good. Got Ace Hardware up there?
Sure.
Oh.
Oh, I love right. me some Ace Hardware.
Okay.
What's more fun than hanging out in a hardware store and just looking at stuff?
Oh, a million things, but I was just curious.
They have a lot of stuff now. I went to Osh recently. I was like, oh, they have that and that and that. Like,
Osh is super fun.
One-stop shopping.
Fun?
Yeah. It's super. I mean, it's like going to Home Depot or any place. They've got, like, you know, all these different departments. And I love Ace because they have usually a like a kitchenware section.
That story I did last week is just so... true and
what?
On point. It was
about
what stores you go to at which ages, and it said you go to IKEA from 24
to
30, Pottery Barn, like there's a level of stores where you're in the, you know, the upper end furniture stores in your 40s, and then in your 50s you're at Home Depot, Osh, and it's just all hardware stores.
Yeah, that, you know what, it's totally true.
That's where I want to go. Money to improve.
Yeah. Well, you probably own a house, and you've owned it long enough that things are going wrong. Man, every time John says he goes, "Hey, I'm going to go to Home Depot." Oh, God, Home Depot. All right, let's go.
Yeah, this is why I'm. You actually like it?
Oh my God, I don't like it, Vinny.
She loves
it. I love
the hardware store.
I do. Well, and, you know, depends on what you're in the mood for. Like, you can walk around to the appliances. You can check out all the kitchen setups that they've got there. They, you know, look at what's new.
For why?
What's trend? For just fun. It's super fun. Sometimes I'll walk around, like, just in the lumber section and look at molding. I'm like, oh, look at that. You can put that up. That'd be fun. I don't know. I like it. So anyways.
This has been a weird first break.
I have a question for Vinny.
It's been fun.
It's been one of the best ever. Vinny.
Hasn't been fun for Vinny.
I told you
Vinny.
Stuff yesterday. Yesterday when John got home, I go, we need to trade this house in.
Why?
Oh, my God.
You didn't tell us that.
Tell us more about that.
I said, we need to trade this house in. I was so wigged out by the stairs.
Oh,
right.
Why don't you just carpet the stairs?
We just put wood floors on them is why.
Is that why?
You can get those little...
Is that why you bit it?
Yeah, it's the new floors. Put the things on there. Put the, like,
put the little
things.
Treads.
Yeah, the treads.
They've got, like, non-slip treads.
That's
you don't
cool.
have to get, like,
that
the stick
That and the heels
ones.
I was wearing had something
you know
to do with
You know those little
it.
Bathroom flowers you put on the top surface?
Yeah, I'm going to put
you
those on.
You need to get those.
Yeah. Little, don't get the sticky ones. Just the ones with the tacky bottom that, you know, they don't slide.
Yeah.
Oh, use.
We'll talk about
how,
it later.
How are your legs?
Oh, beat. Just beat. Looks you like said, I was in a car crash. Oh,
you said that we'd be able to
yeah,
see them
I'm
today.
Yeah, I'm not going to show them to you.
Oh.
It's awful. Awful. And that and my legs aren't shaved, so.
Oh. There's well, that. I don't care about that.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'll take
it's
a look.
It's just bad.
Oh,
really, honey. Really bad.
Mija.
I know. I'm definitely going to reach out to our lady. Real estate lady.
I just want to say,
oh, you're
DeGrassi.
Serious.
Hold on. I just want to say it's not the best time to buy right now.
No, but I want to look.
Sure, why not?
I just
want to
look.
Are you Sarah number two?
Another townhome level. What is it called? Ranch style?
Ranch style.
Where it's just one level.
Yes. It'd be nice to have a little yard for the doggy.
I know.
I don't think townhomes come one level, do they?
I think a townhome is specifically
multi-level.
Multi-level
attached. Oh, is that what makes a Townhome?
There are different names for the...
Condo is what you're thinking.
Well, condo's usually flat, but if it's a, if there's nobody on top of you, although, I mean, I suppose you could just get a flat somewhere.
I'll be going to Roseville, everyone.
No.
I'll be doing the Vinny Drive.
You can't come in from Roseville. That might actually be further than Vinny's Drive.
I have a question for Vinny.
Yeah.
Did you get back to sleep? Okay. Be honest for once.
Oh, we're back on...
I don't know.
That's a no.
I don't know if I did or not. You know that feeling when you get in and you just...
You might have. If you don't know, you might have because you, you know, maybe an in and out thing.
Yeah. What sucks about getting woken up kind of in the middle of your long stretch of sleep is that, you know, you were probably like in your deepest rest period and it just, it's super, I feel for you, it's super disruptive.
It is.
Well, usually when the kid gets in and wakes me up, I'm sort of like, I just sort of notice it, but don't really wake up. But an alarm went off in the middle of the night, so I definitely woke up.
Like,
unacceptable.
Yeah, scared.
Unacceptable.
Like in the olden days when everybody, you and you had a plug-in phone everywhere, it would ring. And like, you know, when you get woken up like that, like you, every, you weren't expecting, your heart pounds, you, it's, then you're all jazzed up and it's really hard to wind back down. You can't just turn that, you're up.
Right. 650, a text here. I know your pain. I get up at 3 a.m., work 9-hour days, pick up 3 kids, take them to baseball, softball, and robotics. I don't know what that means. Oh. Then cook dinner, clean up, and laundry. All in a wheelchair. I get up about 4 hours. I get about 4 hours of sleep a day.
Oh, my God. All in a wheelchair?
All in a wheelchair.
Damn, 650.
We will quit our bitching right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter.
I won't.
Oh, my God. I mean. Yeah, they might be in a wheelchair, but they don't have to listen to some guy bang girls every night, all night long. Well, you know what? You're a hero.
Yeah, that is profound.
That is profound.
I just saw a commercial the other day where the dad takes the daughter's karate outfit off, and underneath it is the soccer outfit as she runs onto the field.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I would never let my kid sign up for that many things
once. Go ahead and write that down on the list of things
I
he says he won't do.
Sign
I will
up.
Never what let her sign up for more than one activity at a time. Is that how you want it worded?
I don't need it worded.
Because that is parents' lives these days.
I know.
Like
I'm not doing that.
I don't know how you're going to stop that from happening.
I'm
but
writing
best
down.
Of luck.
I will never sign her up for more than one activity at a time. Is that fair to say?
Do you hear that? That person's day?
At a time.
Yeah. Well, they have more than one kid, too. It sounds like they've all got, you know, between robotics club.
Robotics club is canceled immediately.
Oh
now let's look
God.
At
Are
the rest
crazy?
Of your
That's
day.
That's the what one who's going to pay for everything later in life. Let the robotics kid go wild.
And if I'm that person, I'm like, look, dad just got out of bed and into a wheelchair. My day's done.
Yeah, that was hard work. Just so you know.
Right.
Man, that is rough. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, your day is way more challenging than my day. That's for sure.
Well, you're pulling it.
You are pulling
Good
it.
You.
Good for you. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's hump day. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.